with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the grilling guy show.
Welcome back. Now you're listening to the Grilling Guys. We're smoking up your backyard all over mid-Michigan. We'd like to welcome our friends over in Lansing on 1240 WJIM and 730 The Game. We are live here at a meat market in Grand Rapids. You guys are going to learn a ton about your Mother's Day barbecue. But right now on the line, we're going to jet down to Texas to our buddy Clem, the barbecue restaurateur extraordinaire. Clem, you out there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Clem, it's Bob. How are you?
Fine, Bob. How's everything with you this morning?
Well, it's great. I just wanted you to be able to talk a little bit about your business and tell us about your, you know, how you got into business and what do you call your restaurant?
It's Clem McKeska Barbecue.
That's right. And you've got five of them now?
Yes, sir. And we're located in Temple, Texas, the central part of Texas. Been here since 1965.
And you're a little south of Waco there.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I think Janet Reno did a little barbecuing in Waco. Well, anyway, that's not even funny.
No, it ain't.
So, you know, folks like brisket, and you make, I'm told by my good buddy Danny Skiff, that who's a Dallas boy, and he says you got the best brisket in Texas. So why don't you tell these folks some of the secrets to making a good brisket?
Well, it's very simple. You know, barbecue is an art. It's a very different cooking than it is a steak or anything like that. You've got to get the quality of the beef first, and I know beef very well. Get you a good cut of brisket, and then season it. And what I do, marinate it in a dry rub overnight at least for 24 hours before I even cook it. And then you put it on a fire, and then with the controlled, we have the controlled barbecue pits. The backyards, you have to learn that by, they're not controlled by a thermostat, so you have to be careful with that and watch it very carefully. So we have the thermostat controlled barbecue pits, and we cook them at around 275, not too hot, but it's hot enough. And then let it do its own cooking, and after so long, then we will wrap it and cook it some more. You need to seal it. Brisket is tough. It's tougher than I am. It's hard to cook. You got to learn that from experience of yourself. I can't tell you how. You have to learn that by yourself of what to do. And it depends on the size of the brisket also.
So, Clem, for the folks listening, if you're listening and you're on the internet right now, you can go to ClemMcKeskaBarbecue.com, and you'll see Clem there standing in front of his restaurant with a nice set of elk horns on the handle of the door. But we're basically talking about how to pick the right piece of meat, which is a brisket.
Hey, Clem, if you're standing there and you're looking at five briskets laying on the meat counter, which is the one that you're going to pick out? What are the one or two things that you look for that distinguishes a good brisket from an average one?
Normally, they're all going to be pretty fat. At the lower end of it, where it's a little bit thinner, you kind of want to make sure that it is pretty thick there. It don't shave down like a wedge. As long as it's thick at the smaller end of it, then you got to.
They call that the flat.
Yes, the flat. Your flat has to be good and thick looking, and the fat content, they're all going to have the same thing, but that's what I kind of look for. And not really the real heavy ones. They take too much time to cook, and they're harder to cook. So don't get the heavy ones around. Oh, not 10, 11 pounds is max. They have some, I'll say 15 to 18, and that's way too big. You can do it, but it takes so much more time. They're good. The time is what will get you.
Clem, I have a question. This is Bob Schultz, and if I'm looking at those briskets, what about like the colors? Anything particular about any difference in color with the briskets that could be a good indicator what would be a better brisket than another?
They're all going to look about the same. They're going to have a nice pink color to them. And like I say, the fat content, you have to watch it a little bit so you don't have to buy a bunch of extra fat. Depends on the cattle, the beef that it comes off of. The color will be good, bright, fresh-looking, pink-looking, and they're nice and firm.
Now, when I was talking to you yesterday, I asked you what you like to rub it with, and that's the part that I think a lot of people really struggle with and overdo it. Why don't you tell us what you really like to put on a brisket?
We have manufactured or made our own seasoning that we have been using for many, many years, and we have that on the market. The seasoning is very important. Depends what you like. It's black pepper and salt and a little bit of garlic. Don't overkill it with garlic, and if you do that, that's all you're going to taste, garlic. That's too much. Then if you want to sweeten it up, put a little sugar in there, mix it all together, and then rub it on there real firmly. And anything else, we put a little red pepper in there too. Red pepper tastes good, but too much is too much. So then you rub it in there real good and let it sit overnight at least 24 hours on a cookie sheet or sheet pan and flip it ever so often so it marinates in its own.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys. It's Saturday, and we are smoking up your backyard all over mid-Michigan. And we're talking with Clem. Clem is a restaurateur in Central Texas.
Hold on, Jop.
Okay.
We're not just talking to Clem. We're talking to Clem McCaska, who's like Mr. Barbecue of all of Texas, all right?
And Clem, I would assume that those seasonings that we put on that brisket are available on your website. What is that website?
It's Clem McCaska BBQ.com.
Okay.
It should be on the web there, and then mainly you call us here in Temple, and we'll ship it to you.
Yeah. Well, listen. Any other little Texas barbecue secrets you want to share with these folks up in North America?
The only thing that I can say, listen, this is an art of cooking. You guys have got barbecue pits of all kinds. You learn how to use them and get out there in that backyard and throw your brisket on there or any cut of beef. You learn what to do, season it up good. You have a good time and spend half a day with your friends and neighbors cooking. Then you got your meal ready for you, especially tomorrow. You guys better get busy.
Hey, Clem, you got to tell these guys the first type of barbecue pit your daddy made.
Okay, many, many years ago, we was in the meat business. My dad wasn't in the backyard. We lived in the country, hell. And so you dig a hole in the ground about roughly 2 foot wide or 3 foot wide, about 3 foot square. You know, and then you dig it pretty deep, about knee deep, and put a lot of stick wood in there. We didn't have charcoal, didn't know what it was. Then put chicken wire across it and with the pipe support so it don't fall through. And there you are. You get a piece of tin or something to keep the wind from blowing that fire out. There you are. None of this new fancy type barbecue pits like
that's
I
great.
Have.
Hey, Clem, we're out of time. We're coming up against a hard break here. It's so great to talk to you, and I will see you at your restaurant.
I'll be glad to have you, and happy Mother's Day to all you folks out there.
Well, thank you so much. That's great. That's Clem McCaska Barbecue in Texas. You got to try him.
We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.